Yama, you don't really mean to make such a Tanai, you only want to get her angry. So therefore the Tanai is bottled. The kosher, therefore the get is kosher. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, Halacha Kreb Yudah Ben Taimush, no, we paskin like this. Then in such a case, with like our Mishnah says, any Tanai that's not possible to be Mekayim B'Soifai, the Tanai is bottled. And the Morris says, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Mas Nisan Nami Deik, I have a proof in our Mishnah also. Tiktoni, it says in the Mishnah, Kol Sheref Shalal Kamim B'Soifai, V'is Nol of Mitchilos, the Tanai Kayim. Mashmechlili, ho ef shaloi lekaimai, if you can't be mekaim this Tanai, then Tanai bottle, the Tanai is bottle, Shema Mino. It's a good proof. So, that's the halacha taka. That, like Mishnah says, only if the Tanai is ef shalekaimai, if not, it's kamaflik bedvorim v'yalma, you do not really mean the Tanai, and therefore the Tanai is bottle, and the meister is kaim. Hadron alecho asech resapoilim. Up to Perikis. Mishnah says, hashoyi lesaporo, if you borrow a cow from your friend, at the same time when you borrow the cow, you also borrow the owner of the cow. Or else you hire, you pay the owner of the cow to work for you. Either he's working with the par itself, or even if he's working by different malocha. But as long as he's working for you at the same time when you borrow the paro, or else, shoral habailim, first let's say you borrow the owner. You ask the owner to come and do some work for you. Or else you hired the owner of the cow to work for you. And then you went and you borrowed the cow. And then the behemoth dies by you. It dies. That usually is shirless chayiv anointsin, but over here there's a new halacha of potter, that the shame is shirless potter. Shinema, because the posik says, if in bol of imoy, lo yishalim. If the owner of the pora is working by the shoyel the same time, and then the animal dies, so that's the halacha that the shomer is potter, in bol of imoy, lo yishalim. What's going to be avu shirless apora? Let's say first you borrowed the cow. The yachakach shirless abaylim, first, later on you first, borrowed, you asked the owner to work for you. Or else you hired out. You paid the owner to work for you. And then the animal dies. Chayiv. Then the shomer is chayiv. Shneman Apostle says, Bol of Ein Imoy. If the Bailam was not with you at the time when you started to take the poro, Ishalim Ishalim. Then the shomer is chayiv anointsin. So Rashi says, Ashmin comes to teach us. Even though the owner was by the shomer working for him at the time when the para died, but still, since lehevi shila b'baylim, since at the time when you borrowed the para, the owner was not by you to make the ptur, therefore you put your chayiv. That's a pshana posik, a bowl of ein imoy. If the b'baylim was not with you at the same time when you went to borrow the para, so if you were first a shomer or shoyel on the para, so even though later the owner comes to work by you, and then the yonis happens, still the shem shoyel would be chayiv. Now the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Mizik Tani Seifa, since it says in the Seifa, V'yachak kach shalas haporo, and then you borrow the poro. Mechlal, it's a proof, the Reishit Tani Imo, when the Reishit says you do it together, means Imo Mamish, you take them both together. For the Gemara, Imo Mamish Mimish Kachas Lo, is it possible to have both together, like you take the poro and the owner also, the Chura poro b'mashicha? How do you have a kinyan for a shoyim shoyel with a mashicha? If you moshach, you draw the poro towards you, that's when you have this kinyan mashicha. O bailim b'amira, and the bailim is a din amira. As soon as he says a work for you, right away is called his mashuba to work for you. The Rashi says, "Abaylam b'amira, mishal maloi hare parosei v'ani nishal mecho." As soon as the owner said, "Listen, I'm lending you my para, and I'll also work for you," have you gufer shoyoloi? So right away, the owner himself is shol to the shomer. O para kati michzer mashicha, but the para doesn't need the mashicha yet. V'yaken heveli shol b'alim v'yachakach shol para. Is so it always remains the case of that first you take the owner and then you take the para. So where is there a case that you take them together? So Mar says, Iboye same one teretiz could go in the kaima pora bachatzera the shoyel. We're talking about that the pora is already in the chotzer of the shoyel. The loy mechatzra meshicha, that it's not missing any meshicha. As soon as the owner of the pora says to the shomer, you could take it, So right away it's konot to the shomer, it's in his rishus already. So if will both happen basachas, when the owner says, me and my parah together is shol to you, so both is chal right away. He boys them, another therapist says, the yomalei, where the owner says like this, at the yomalei, at gufoch, loitishalat shas, meshichas parosha. As with the shomer says to the owner, that I don't want you to be shol to me until the same time when I'm shol your parah. So in such a case, the owner also first becomes shol to the shomer when the parah has its din shemir on it. When the shomer makes a meshich on the parah, so then it's chal both together is tzidid a shomer a shoyel bebailim and the parah together. Mar says tanan hosam. We learned before. Arbor shomrim heim. There are four different types of shomrim. There's a shomer chinam, the hashoyel, noisei socher, the yasoicher. There are four different types of shomrim. Shomer chinam nishpalakil. Loch with the shomer chinam has to swear and everything. Shomer chinam nishpalakil. The hashoyel mishalem esakil. A regular shoyel has to pay for everything. Noisei socher, the yasoicher. If you're a shomer socher, if you pay to your renting, nishpoyim ala shvur, ala shvuy, ala mesa. On an oinis, yopota. You could swear that a broker was captured or died. But ul mishalma mesaveda via sagneva. That's the locha that a shema sachar is chayiv on geneva via veda. And if you rent it, you have the same locha as a shema sachar, you chayiv on geneva via veda. Mer says now, minuhanemili. How do we know these halochas, the halochas of the dalet shemrim? The toner rabbonu word like this. Pasha rishayna nemru b'shema chinam. The first pasha in the Torah. The Rashi says, gimel pasha saint smuchis. There are three parshas about shomrim one after another. Ki iten ish oriyeyu kesev akenam lishmar, or bo potra ala geneva. And the first parsha is like a shomrim achinam, that you potra on geneva. Dixiv agunam abeis ish, shetoyin shenigna bo emenu, dixiv agunam abeis ish, elohim, v'yakim no bishvu. It means you could swear. Shenish parsh lasholach bo yad, you have to swear the shomrim achinam that you did not take it yourself, you did not touch it, take it yourself. So that's the first parsha of shomrim achinam. So that's the Gemara says, parsha rishayna nemru b'shomrim achinam. Shniya, the second parsha, the Torah, b'shem esachah, some of b'shem esachah. Rashi says, v'yachor k'yiten ish r'yeyu, chamor r'yishor r'yiseh, ovo. Now over here, chayv al g'neva, and this parsha says, chayv al g'neva, o potr al o'insim, b'shua. But v'nainas happens, b'shem esachah swears and frees potr. T'yaksib, b'meis anishbar, anishbar, shua, s'ashem t'ya. That's the second parsha of b'shem esachah. Shlishis, the third parsha, b'shoyel. It's talking about a shoyel. The Chayi Rashi says, "V'chayishol, v'chayev bo es oynes." There you find chayiv even on oynesin. Kishen bolu v'imoy upotu b'baylam. That when the baylam is not there, you chayiv. But when the baylam is there, then you potu. The Mer says, "Bishleim, I understand shlishis b'shoyel." But toward the third pasuk, don't let Hashem shoyel mefurish. It says clearly, "V'chayishal ish mayim reyayu." If you borrow something from your friend, v'nish bar oynes bolov en imoy shalim yishalim. Even if it breaks or dies, boynes. As long as the owner was not with you, like the Mishnah says, at the time when you took the parah, the owner was not with you, so locker is, you have to pay for it. So we understand clearly why the third parsha, that it means, Hashem Hashel, because it says clearly, Ella, but Rishayna B'Shem Echinam, Shniya B'Shem Esocher, how do I know to say that? Epechano, why not say just the opposite? Maybe the first parsha is Hashem Esocher, and the second parsha is Hashem Echinam. Samara says, no, Mistavra, it's a Svaro, Shniya b'Shem Esachar, it's a Svaro, the second part is talking about Shem Esachar. Shekein Chayiv b'Gneva v'Aveda, because you know he's Chayiv, in Gneva v'Aveda, that's a Svaro, that Hashem Esachar should be Chayiv, since you're paying him, he should be having more Chayuvim. Samara says, Adarab, just the opposite. Rishayna b'shem esachar. It's more of a svar. Maybe the first pasha should be talking about a shem esachar. Shekei mishal tashlum ekeifel b'toyim tainas ganef. Since you say he's chayiv, since you say he's potter on geneva, so if the shem tainas nignuvo and he swears, and then we find out he himself has it, so at the loch of toyim tainas ganef, that you have to pay back keifel. So it's more mistaver to put this chomut ekechiv of keifel by a shem esachar. So why do you say the first pasha is talking about a shem echinam? The first pasha is the pasha that said that if he swears that it was Nignavo, he's potter. So on that we have, if we catch him, that he's lying, he becomes a ganav, and he has to pay kefil. So Mora says, Afiluach, even so, karno b'loy shvua, adifo mikfeilo b'shvua. It's more of a svar to say the second pasha, that says the shomer is chayv on Gneva right away, he can't swear to free himself, that's the more chumra dikachiv. There's more of a svara. They said the second pasha is talking about shrei masocha. That he's chayiv on keren rather than the first pasha, which is only chayiv on kefil. That's the lashon of karna b'lo shua, that you have to pay if you were stolen, without if it was stolen from you. That you chayiv, you can't swear to free yourself. That's more of a chomor chumra adifa mikfeilu b'shua. Teidar, bring your proof. To Hashoyel, kol hanor shaloi. If you borrow something, you're borrowing it to use it. All the enjoyment is yours. V'yeinu mishalem ela keren, and all you pay is just keren. Like if it was stolen from you, you chayiv to pay keren. So we see that's a more chomadik chiyuv, that you should have to pay keren rather than being potter on keren. So then you could have a chiyuv of turn tanas ganav to make you a ganav and to pay kefil. No, it's more of a sword that you should have to pay the keren. All right, a turnover. Now the Gemara says, V'hashoyel, kol hanor shaloi, is it true that if you borrow something, all the enjoyment is yours? But you have to feed the animal. It's not called you have all the enjoyment. So Mar says the kaim of the yagam. Someone walks in the swamps, it's outside, it's pasturing in the fields. Therefore it's called all the hanor is yours. Fred Gemara v'haboy netira. Ah, you have to watch it. So what do you mean to say all the enjoyment is yours? You have a chrayis, you have to watch it. So Mar says, binot amosa. We're talking about that there's a watchman of the city. So in the case where there's a city man there to watch it, so this is the case of a shoyel that's called kol hanor shaloi. The boy is same, another teretz is, loy teima, don't say kol hanor shaloi, all the enjoyment this is. Elaim rather say, roiv hanor shaloi, the majority, most of the hanor is his. The boy is same, another teretz is, b'shilas kelim, we're talking about you borrowing kelim. If you're borrowing kelim to use, there you don't have to watch it, there's no chashal of a shmir, it's not like an animal that could run away from you, it's not a balchai, therefore that type of a shaymer, shoyel, is called kol hanor shaloi. Now it says, noisei sachav yasoich, if you're paid to watch, or you're renting, nishvo yimala shvur, v'yala shvur, v'yala meso, you could swear on an oinis, and you potter, or mishama mesaveti v'signeva, but if we're stolen from you, we're lost by you, then yichayiv. So Mar says, Bishleim Gneva V'Aveda, Bishleim Gneva. The Siddur Pasuk says, and Gonav, you Gonav Mimoy Shalim Lebolov. It says clearly that if we're stolen from you, you have to pay. And it's talking about the second parsha, Parshay Mesacha. Elo Aveda Minolom. But if it was lost from you, how do we know this? The Tanya we learned, and Gonav, you Gonav, it was stolen. Ainly Yela Gneva. You only know if it was stolen from a Shay Mesacha that it's Chayiv. Aveidu minayin, let's say it was lost from him. Tamlom, the Pasuk says, "Im gonav yigonav mikomokam." Mashma, any time that you don't have it, lemaisi yochayiv. Therefore, shem asoch is chayiv both on geneva and on aveda. Vezahoni chalamandi yom aloy arminu. We do not say dibrotarik loshem bnei yodim. Elo lamandi yom arminu, that we always say dibrotarik loshem bnei yodim. The Torah also talks like language of the people. Michael emeimo, like im gonav, that's a normal way of speaking. It's not extra. So how do you know to say it? It comes to include even as Shem Masochah should be chayiv on an aveda. Mazamri Marova, says Marova, Kal v'choyma, Ava Kal v'choyma. Ma Gineva, Ma Dich Gineva. Shechroiv v'luyoynis. It's more korev, it's more close to being called an oynis. Mishalim, still a Shem Masochah's chayiv. Aveda was lost from you. Shechroiv v'lepshi, it's korev to your pshi, your fault. Like koshka, isn't it for sure you should be chayiv? So that is Shem Masochah's chayiv on v'aveda. The other man, the other says, you need this extra drosha. I'll tell you, milsa the yasa the kavachayma torah of a kosta lakra. Sometimes even run off from a kavachayma, still the pasuk comes. We need a pasuk to come and teach us. Now the Gemara says, "Vashel mishalom esakoyol." So vishle mishvur meis and loynis a shvur meis b'chiv. V'chiyishalish mimriyayu v'nishvur meis ele shvuyeh was captured. B'shom minohayim no eschayev. No, he thought about it. Avkan shvuyi moi. They just have a shem asocha shvuyi spoto who were then by shoyel in the case where a shvuyi was captured. Also yibichayiv. But in the ifle mifle they have to cash him. Mal shem asocha shkain pota. There's ptur. He only shows shkain chiyuva. But here you want to say it's chayiv. How do you know to say it was captured from him? Maybe such a bigunis. Maybe it's pota. Ela Krem ben Nos, Natanya ben Nos Neimer, Oy le Rabbi Shuif, the word Oy, we know Yashel is Chayav on Shuya. The Gemara Hay, Oy, Nibola le Chalik, the Sagar, the Raminach, Ad the Mitzvah, or Mesa, until it broke and died. Loy le Chayav, Loy le Chayav, Kamash, will not know each one separate is Chayav for. Honich, Rabbi Yonis, and Rabbi Yashem, Michael, Neimer, the Tan Ish, Ashe, Yikal, Le Sobev, Vimoy, Aim, Yel, Ovev, Vimoy, Ovev, Loy, Imoy, Imoy, Loy, Ovev, Minay, and Tam, Loy, Ovev, Imoy, Kilo, Ovev, Kilo, Imoy, Kilo, each one long Yechayav for. Diber Rebbe Yashir, Bienes Anoyma, Mash Pashnen Yech, Mash Mech of Neyatzmai. All right, we'll go over again with this Gemara again on the next day. We have Shoyel, Mishalem Es Hakoyel. That we had before, that Hashem is Shoyel, he's Chayv and everything, he's Chayv and Oinsen. So Vishleim Es Shivuru Mesa, Vishleim in a case where they broke, or else the animal died. Dichsiv, that the Torah says, V'chayishal Ish Meyim Riyayu, if somebody borrows something from his friend, V'nishbar Mes, it breaks or it dies, so it's chayiv. That the Torah says clearly, that's good. Elo, but the other case of the Mishnah, it says shivuya, that it says it was captured from the shoyel, that's the shayla, where does it say the kalach of shivuya? Elo, shivuya b'shoyel minola. How do you know it? V'chitev, maybe you tell me, Nelo, from shivuro mesa. Let's turn it out, the same halacha of shivuro mesa. Mal, shivuro mesa, shekein, oim saw the salagadayit, and know there's a difference. If it dies or it breaks, that's something you think about. So when you first accepted, you accepted achrayis on this. Tiyama v'shvuya, mashenken by yeshvuya, atayya by yeshvuya was captured, shiken oinsod le'solakadaitu. You don't think about this. Since you don't think about it, therefore maybe a potter. So I would not know. So how do we know that there's a shir l'schayiv, even if it was captured? Ela rather, nemra shvura u'meisa b'shoyol, v'nemra shvura u'meisa b'shoyim esochar. It says both. By a shoyl, and it says it by a shoyl mesocha. Mal halen shivuyimoy. Just like a shoyl mesocha is potter, even on shivuya, because it's called an anus, afkan be shivuyimoy. Who are then by a shoyl mesoyl, who it's captured at the same halacha, like mesa. So Mora says, no, Igla Mifrich, he asks a question. Mal is shoyl mesocha shken lifter. There the story is that he's potter. Then I understand that he's potter. But by Yishol, we want to say Yechayiv if it was captured. Maybe that we don't know. Ela Radigamor says, Rebbe Nosson. It goes like Rebbe Nosson, the Pshat. Now the question is, how do we know that Hashem Yishol, if you borrow something, Yechayiv even if it was captured? Titanya, Rebbe Nosson Oimer. Oi, L'Rabba Shvui. It says the word Mesoi, Nishba, it means to include even Shvui, even was captured. So Mora says, no. Hai, Oi, Mi Borda L'Chalik. It means to say for each one separately, Yechayiv. Not only if all of them happen together, and the pasuk says v'nishbar oimes. So without this, I would have thought to say yoni chayiv if it was first broke and then it died. But if it only did one by itself, maybe it'd be potter. So I need oi to tell me no lechalik. So I do not have the extra word oi. The more yeah, the more says the that I would have thought to say ad the mitbar umesa loy mechayiv. Maybe a shirl is only chayiv if the animal first breaks itself, hurts itself, then it dies. Kamash Malon, that's why I need the word oi to tell me no. Each one separately yechayiv, so I do not know a shivuya if it was captured. So Mor says that depends. Honichal Rabbi Yonatan, that's good according to Rabbi Yonatan. El Rabbi Yashi Amayikal Meima. The Tanya would write like this, the famous Machlokes. Ish Asha Yikalal Es Ovev Yesimoy. That's what the Pesuk says. If a man curses his father and his mother, is chayiv. Ein Le Yel Ovev Imoy. I would only know from the Pesuk yechayiv if he cursed both. Ovev v'loy imoy, imoy v'loy ovev minayin. I don't know if you only curse one of them. Talmud loyma, ovev imay kilel, ovev kilel, imay kilel. Divrei Rabbi Yashia. That's what Rabbi Yashia learns even without the word oi. I know automatically it means each one separately. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yashia, it's good, the word oi is extra. But Rabbi Yonasan loymer, mashm shneim ki yechot, or mashm echa b'fnayatzme, no, I would not know it. No, forget the opposite. Rabbi Yashia is the one that says, like, I need a limud. Without the postik, without the special limud, I would have thought to say Yonah Chayev on both. Therefore, I need the limud, like Rashi says, V'tchilosoi Soma Klolo Liyoviv. At the beginning, it says the word Klolo near the father. V'soifoi Soma Klolo Limoi. At the end,